The number of children living in foster care and waiting for possible adoption in Massachusetts has increased in recent years. Through a series of events this month, advocates are trying to spread awareness about the need for families willing to adopt children and teenagers. City Hall in Springfield was the location of one such event this week. Mayor Dominic Sarno proclaimed November as National Adoption Month. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Lisa Fanaro, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Adoption Resource Exchange.
A few years ago, the number of kids that we were recruiting for was about 850. The newest number is 1,100 kids who are not matched and need families here in Massachusetts. And that's huge of an increase.
Why has that number grown so much?
Well, you know, several years ago, as the opioid crisis hit and there were some tragic tragedies, really, here in Massachusetts, the department started bringing in kids at a faster rate. And though that was several years ago, we're now seeing the bubble in the adoption track. You know, as the kids come in, most of them go home. But for the ones that don't, it does take a year or two to get through the process. And that's why the bubble now is reaching us in adoption.
And what's the age of these children?
They're 0 to 18. We have a lot of sibling groups who need to be placed together. And I do want to emphasize that we are looking for all types of families, that we're looking for families who are single, partnered, married, have children, don't have children. We're really looking for special families who want to grow their family through adoption. And also, adoption from foster care is free, which is a big piece of information to have in this puzzle.
What are some of the misconceptions people may have about adoption? I mean, I would think a lot of people would say, oh, you know, I don't know if I could afford to take a child or multiple children, as you've suggested.
Well, I think that's one of the biggest myths, is that it costs so much. And as I said, adoption from foster care is free. And as a matter of fact, there is something called adoption subsidy that's available based on the child's need. So, for example, a sibling group, there would be a stipend in addition to just adopting a child. We also have tuition reimbursement to state colleges for any child who's been in the foster care system. And we were pioneers here in Massachusetts in providing that as an incentive. Because as you know, our kids need all the help they can get, and our families need that help as well. And there's also a lot of post-placement support available to families, and it can take the form of mentors, support groups, access to therapists, family therapy. You know, we have really tried to look at what the families need.
You said you work on matching children and families. Talk a little bit about that process. How do you go about? I assume you do some screening to make sure that the adoptive parents are appropriate caregivers.
Yes. So we're not an adoption agency. So we recruit the families and we send them off to either DCF or some of the private agencies. And they do a home study, which is the evaluation process with families. And they also, all families need to take a training curriculum, a training class. It's a 30-hour class, which really helps prepare families for why kids come into care, what it's going to be like to parent these children. So there really is a lengthy evaluation process, and it can take anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the flexibility of the family, timing, etc.
Could that be potentially one of the obstacles to adoption, is the time it takes to go through the process?
Yes, I mean, I think it could. But if you think about it, it will take 9 months to have a baby biologically. So it may be a little longer, it may be a little shorter than that. As I said, it really depends on the flexibility of the family.
So with November being National Adoption Month, what are some of the activities and the events that you have planned? We're here in Springfield City Hall today for a kickoff event, but what else is coming up?
This Sunday, there's an adoption matching event at Westfield Boys and Girls Club, and any families who are listening who are interested in learning more about adoption and potentially meeting some of the waiting children are welcome to attend. It starts at 1:30, as I said, at the Boys and Girls Club. That's happening here in Westfield. On November 16th, it's National Adoption Day, and in 5 courthouses in Massachusetts, there's approximately 100 kids who are going to be legalized, to have their adoptions legalized. And there's about 10 children here in Springfield at the courthouse who will be adopted, which is a really special day. And the other courthouses are Worcester, Brockton, Boston, and Lawrence. In addition to that, you know, we're trying to have special network events. So we're having a series that's being put on by Jordan's Furniture, our partner in the eastern part of the state. We're doing some events out in Reading and Natick and Avon. So it's a real special month for us. We get a chance to have an event with the governor, which is always a fun time. And we're trying to get the legislators involved. And I believe several of the legislators here in Western Mass have a portrait of a waiting child in their offices during the month of November as a way to share with the constituencies our need for families for kids.